The shooting at the Covenant School was the country's 130th mass shooting in just these first 3 months of the year. They're so common, some people have survived more than one. For example, a freshman student who lived through last month's attack at Michigan State University was a senior at nearby Oxford High School last year when a shooter opened fire there. And just the news of hundreds of mass shootings each year can affect a person's sense of safety. To get some perspective on this, we reached out to Michael Davidovitz. He's a family therapist and director of the Project for Adolescents and Their Families at the Ackerman Institute for Family in New York. And I began by asking him what it does to a person to endure multiple mass shootings.
When experiencing the chronic stress of repeated trauma, at a certain point, you're just carrying the stress and you don't even necessarily connect it back to the trauma that caused it. You know, the old fight and flight responses that we all learned about in Psych 101, they work well if there's a problem that you can solve by either running away from it or attacking it. But when it comes to repeated stress and problems that just continue to exist in our environment, they don't work and we're just left with the behaviors, which themselves cause more stress.
Does that make a person not want to, I mean, for lack of a better thing to say, go outside?
Yeah, I think in terms of kids and families, what we're seeing are problems on both ends of that stress reaction spectrum. I'm hearing from all kinds of people who are involved in schools that there's increase in aggression and fights and bullying, and on the other side of it, you know, kids who are increasingly engaging in social withdrawal and depression, because when you're in that state of stress and alarm and vigilance, you're looking for danger. You're not looking for connection. You're not looking for the sustenance that comes from being with other people.
You know, Michael, I grew up in Los Angeles in the 70s and 80s, and the only drills we had to deal with were an earthquake drill and a fire drill. That's it. Mm-hmm. My granddaughters, who also go to school in Los Angeles, they have to do a fire drill, an earthquake drill, a bombing drill, and also an active shooter drill. It just seems like we're putting an extraordinary amount of pressure on little kids' brains that might not be able to really understand it or learn how to cope with it.
I mean, I find it impossible to understand as an adult. So how do we expect small children to understand? And it's different, obviously, when you're dealing with the threat of an earthquake as opposed to the threat of another human being coming into the place where you're going to school with an intent to kill people.
And how do mass shootings impact us as a society, even if we don't experience them firsthand?
I think it makes us scared of each other. We're looking for what's wrong and what this person might be up to, might be possibly doing to us, rather than looking for opportunities to join with people, to have connection. And again, you know, that just produces more stress, more disconnected we feel from each other. You know, affects us in society, affects families.
How are family relationships, how have you heard that play out?
If there's one place where kids in particular, but all of us, are going to experience safety, it's in connection to the people who we love and who matter to us the most. We've just seen patterns of disconnection in families where kids are isolating, not coming forward for connection, and parents are managing their own stress and also feeling kind of helpless to know what to do for their kids as they really see them struggling with incredibly high levels of anxiety and depression.
How should we cope? I mean, I know that's a very broad and general question, but I think everyone is just grasping at straws for anything that might help them get through these kinds of situations.
I really think we need to work on our relationships. You know, if we're going to feel safe, it's going to be in the family setting. It doesn't necessarily solve the problem to work on family relationships, to look at the ways that stress interrupt connection, but it does give us the sense of safety that we really crave.
That's Michael Davidovitz, a family therapist and director of the Project for Adolescents and Their Families for the Ackerman Institute. Michael, thanks.
Thank you.